As for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partner are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bupp.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! And it's time for Two for Tuesday. So come on down and join us at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, for the news and information that the mainstream bullshit machine just won't give you. They'll delete it. They'll edit it out. They'll have an accidental cutaway when somebody is getting ready to let the cat out of the bag. So come on down and join us at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where we take the bullshit out of the news and the information that you get. We try to give you accurate and give you the full scope of what is happening. Instead of showing you the still picture of the young man standing there getting shot by police without watching the entire streaming video or, you know, the webcam video of the shooting. When the young man, 13 years old, out there 3 o'clock in the morning playing with a gun. Right. Right. 13-year-olds often go out in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning in the dark to shoot. Target practice. Yeah. Anyway, so context, editing, and sometimes the media just plain lies. They have to tell the lies, because if they told the truth, you would be hanging the Democrat Party in the streets. You would be rioting, not because of racism, but because your government, your politicians, your media have lied to you consistently, persistently, for the last 20 plus years. Yeah, think about it. 2001, 9/11, coming up on that anniversary this year. It'll be 20 years of dystopian media rule, where the brainwashing using fear brought in this police state that we see today. And oh yeah, it's a police state in Canada, the United States of America, where government's gone wild, had a chance to turn on their authoritarian, totalitarian, Marxist behaviors. That's the world we're living in today. Yes, the 2021 shite storm. Can you get back to normal after the government has ripped your backside open for a year, lying to you about the pandemic? I said it, lying to you. Lying to you about Donald Trump, lying about the election of 2020. Of course, they lied since 2016. The media itself has been proven to be just another arm of the CIA, military industrial complex, the New World Order's public relations machine. That's the world that we're living in today. But happy 420. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's Earth Day. Oh, I mean, it's Marijuana Day. No, it's Earth Day. No, it's Weed Day. Take your pick, man. I'm just telling you. God bless America. A little about myself, which you could probably search online and find in a newspaper headline from Jacksonville, North Carolina, I would imagine. Yeah, when I was arrested for having my cannabis entrepreneur business. In other words, I was busted for selling weed. I'm a felonist because I sold Mother Nature's gifts. But yeah, that happened a long time ago. 420 day is, of course, Marijuana Day, isn't it? It's more known as Weed Day than Earth Day. I mean, let's be honest. Let's not lie to ourselves. Mostly because there's a hell of a lot more money in weed than environmentalism. I mean, they're going to change that, you know, with all the Biden infrastructure and all the not so green technology that they're trying to bring in. But marijuana remains king. And we haven't seen the offshoot businesses start yet either within the marijuana industry. You know, I'm talking hemp. Hemp not grown in a cornfield like it's a like it's corn, okay? So many inches apart, so big to grow. You plant that stuff where, you know, you want just cover at, okay? And then after it grows up, it shades everything out. You can cut it down. I mean, real hemp Real hemp is 12, 15 feet tall or more. It's not your bushy, short sativa or Afghani strains. It's they're all totally different. That's the difference between cannabis, you know, used for, that's right, making cannabis, growing stalks in bulk. Yeah. It's not about growing some bud for most people. It's about growing fibers, pulp products that you can make paper with. It's about making clothes out of the fibers of the marijuana, a cannabis plant. So, yeah. Um, 420 day, marijuana day. What do you know? All right. I mean, I really never, you know, I never thought that we would be legal. Not in my lifetime. I wish my friend Dan was here. Dan Severns. My friend from Dover, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Dan. He passed away 5 years, February. Yeah. Miss you, brother. Yeah. Anyway, God bless him. But it's 420 day. All right. And so I hope everybody's having a good 420 day and celebrate for me if you can. We're going to have it legal here in Virginia, I guess, in July. And I'm not sure what will and won't be available. I guess I should say, you know, for sale here legally in Virginia. I mean, I don't know. Hell, the way these clowns are, it could take them 2 or 3 years to get their stuff together. yeah. Oh man, here it is. The U.S. Navy puts out a photograph of the USS Mustin in a relaxed pose by the carrier by the Luoyang Carrier Group, which is very close in the East China Sea, in the latest encounter of U.S. and Chinese forces. In those waters, it's not going to go well, I don't think, in the end, because China wants Taiwan bad, and Joe Biden is weak, and if the United States and Britain get involved in Ukraine, in a war in Ukraine with Russia, there will be an opening for so-called a second front, so to speak, against America, just as Germany and Japan and Italy, you know, the axis of World War II, the social national socialists, I should say. Of course, Japan being the empire it was, it's if you look at the regime that used to be in and the way it was in Japan before the introduction of democracy and all, you know, the feudal warlords and the emperor in Japan and it's similar to what's going on in China today. China has turned into this fascist, commo-fascist model. China. Oh, what asshole? China is asshole. That's right. I said it, and I mean it. China is just an asshole, okay? China says it has no desire to replace the dollar as global reserve currency with the digital yuan. No, they just want something that they can monetize digitally forever. Period. End of story. The craziness, the idiocracy, the stupidness, really, of it all. Meanwhile, China has says, we didn't do it. It didn't happen. It's a lie. It's a lie. And you know what's even worse is the Associated Press. The Associated Prestitutes, okay, that want to keep reporting in China are scared shitless to mention the name Uyghur. Muslim. They can say the word Muslim, but they can't say the word Uyghur Muslim. That's right. Now, the only place listed, it's not listed in the article that I read through that I didn't see it at all. It's listed in a photograph caption. Listen, it's Beijing, AP, Associated Propaganda. China's government on Tuesday rejected accusations of abuses in Xinjiang region after a human rights group appealed for a UN investigation into possible crimes against humanity. Accusations of forced labor detentions in the northwestern regions are lies and false information concocted by anti-China forces, said the foreign ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin. Yes, he accused critics of trying to undermine Zhang's stability and security and curb China's development. On Monday, Human Rights Watch appealed to the United Nations Human Rights Commission to investigate reports of a mass detention of Muslims, a crackdown on religious practices, and other measures against minorities. It said they amount to crimes against humanity, as defined by the treaty that established the International Criminal Court. More than 1 million people, 1 million people, not Uyghur Muslims, right? have been confined in camps in Xinjiang, according to foreign governments and researchers. Authorities there are accused of imposing forced labor, birth controls, and da-di-da-di-da. Beijing rejects the complaints of abuses and says the camps are for job training to support economic development. Yeah, that's the same thing the goddamn gulags were for. Weren't they? Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, some of those were just forced death camps. And what's really pathetic is this entire story. Not one time in this story does it mention the Uyghur Muslims by name. This is what happened when propaganda is sanitized because corporate organizations fear the backlash of telling the truth. Associated Propaganda. That's why I advise everybody to read every news article, everything they find, they see, to read it with a wary eye. We read it with a suspicious mind and look for the words, the adjectives and descriptors to try to figure out what they're really saying and what is the truth that they're walking around. Of course, walking around the truth. Right now, we're looking at the George Floyd trial. Or I should say the Derek Chauvin trial. It should be the George Floyd trial, since Fentanyl Floyd and the police and the prosecution are, they're a bunch of retards, if you ask me. I mean, you lose credibility, maybe is the way to say it. When you're a supposed expert on a topic, maybe a medical examiner, And, you know, the medical examiner says, yeah, you know, an enlarged heart with two chambers of the heart, not pumping right. And all that other shit. Yeah, that's all. Well, that's no problem. That's no, that, you know, everybody can do that. And meth and fentanyl all at the same time and skip rope and jump and run a marathon. I mean, this medical expert made such outrageous claims that were incredulous that just in, you know, he looked like a dickhead. Okay. I mean, he looked like a dickhead. And when it's your chief pathologist that, you know, did the autopsy, it's like, pfft. Yeah. And then you have the brain surgeons from out there in what's California, where the one police expert talked about that it's common procedure to lay people on their side, and that those positions have never caused death in the hundreds or tens of thousands of times they've been used before. That, you know, was period. End of story. When a half chewed up fentanyl pill was found in the back seat, and then, I don't know if it was the same pathologist or another medical expert said, oh, that's no problem. You know, it's normal for people to walk around with three times a legal, a fatal dose, the fatal dose of fentanyl in their system. Yeah, it's just normal. People do it all the time. You know, the prosecution blew it. The only thing they have going for them is the riots. That's right. The only thing the prosecution has going for them is the riots that are going to happen. And you know they're going to happen. And you've had, you know, Reverend Jesse Jackson. Oh, my. Followed by sewer water. And then a whole brand of other people could go along and have just said, well, the hell, you know, the Constitution. Yeah, the Constitution. Let's just tear it up. We don't need it. What? Due process? Hell no. Y'all guilty because we say you're guilty and we think you're guilty. And therefore, you're guilty because if not, we're going to riot and bang our heads and scream and cry like little babies. As we loot the Dollar General and we'll burn the Apple store to the ground, and, you know, we'll burn some more stores in Minneapolis. Well, let them burn their own neighborhoods down. But after they burn their own neighborhoods down and they start think they can riot into the suburbs, and you run up to somebody's house with a Molotov cocktail and they shoot your ass dead, and 10 of your friends that are rioting with them thinking you can loot and scoot at will? Ha! Good luck with that, Chuck. Yeah. Oh, the gutless, ballless mayor of Minneapolis, you know, is an asshole and a gutless pussy politician who has let thugs and thieves and rioters do what they want under the guise of protesting. Oh, it's a mostly peaceful protest as they burnt down the buildings. That asshole. Here, listen to this. Oh, wait a minute. Before I do that, I better share my sound or you won't hear Jack, will you? Nope, you'll hear sss. Oh, you won't even hear that. You'll just hear me saying, what the hell won't this thing work? Why won't it work? Here it is. Hold on.
For being here today, as we await the verdict, there are several inescapable truths. Over this last year, our Twin Cities have experienced a barrage of trauma, all culminating with this trial and then the verdict. There's been pain and anguish, anger and frustration that is undoubtedly acutely felt by our Black and Brown communities. Regardless of the outcome of this trial, regardless of the decision made by the jury, there is one true reality which is that George Floyd was killed at the hands of police. For being here today, as we...
So, yeah, so this dickhead says he died at the hands of police. What if George Floyd would have just dropped over dead before police got there? Because, oh, that's right. His drug dealer asked him, here, eat these pills quick. Yeah. George Floyd laying on the ground saying, I took too many drugs. A sad epithet. Something that's being used by people as a, I don't know, some Marxist attack on America. Yeah. I mean, fentanyl, Floyd died because he overdosed on fentanyl. All these people that resist police or are going around spotting and stealing. Remember the guy in Georgia that was shot because, oh, the another one of those incredible stories of a young black man shot down and murdered in his prime of his life as he went jogging in neighborhoods. And because of his curiosity about construction, he would enter construction sites illegally and just look around. Sure, that son of a gun and others are spotting and stealing. That's all they're doing. They're going around spotting places to steal. George Floyd with his drug dealer was trying to run some counterfeit $20 bills, $50 bills into the system. And that's how it got to the bad end.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Heck is the truth jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You never know what you're going to hear today. Stop staring at my breastises. Oh, whoa. I'm sorry, sir. It wasn't me, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll stop staring at your breastises, ma'am. Not sir, ma'am, sir. Yeah, hey, the U.S. military made a wardrobe change, and it didn't turn out too well for female officers and enlisted personnel, because the new collar on the Army fatigues is a little straight collar, so it fits better with biological and other gear and helmets that they wear today. The insignia was moved down between at the breastbone in the middle of the chest. Of course, that has led to some awkward problems when sometimes, you know, officers, particularly female officers, were getting oogled. For their rank. Yes, could you imagine? Sir or ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I got myself, my role's confused here. Yeah, I'm not a good actor. Sorry. Could you see a female officer says, son, why are you staring at my breastises? Ma'am, I was just checking out your insignia, ma'am. I was not staring at your triple F, ma'ams. God bless you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, the Lance Corporal, the E3 is now an E1. Yes, ma'am. Ah, well, the hell with it. Hell, the military, they're redesigning all their stuff so they can have pregnancy gear. That's right, you know. Yeah, the Army fatigues and the dress uniforms, you know, they got to be changed around because, well, you have to make sure that you can get to, how should we say it? The battlefield if you're 6 months pregnant. You can fly a jet, you know, in combat if you're up to, what, 5 or 6 months pregnant now. I mean, I'm just wanting to know because, you know, if we use like Ralph Northam standard here in Virginia, I mean, you know, since you can have abortion up to the day you go in for a cesarean section. Opposite life thing, isn't it? Ah, let me skip that crazy story, huh? That's what I said. I said, what the hell? Hey, did you hear Lordstown Motors Endurance? That's right. He entered the Baja race. The score is San Felipe 250. That's right. In Baja, California, in Mexico on Saturday, the all-electric four-wheel drive monster truck. They're not monster trucks. They're what? They're like Baja trucks, right? Anyway, the electric vehicle startup hyped and its entry into the race for weeks. The 280-mile course, the poor truck didn't stand up too well. No, it really did. Truck completed 40 miles of the 280-mile course before withdrawing. That's right. The Endurance only completed 14% of the course until it had to meet with a portable charging truck. The vehicle was stationary for 2.5 hours before the 40-mile GPS tracking on the Endurance showed that at the 40-mile mark, it showed that the Endurance e-truck started slowing down. Shortly after that, it veered off the race course to meet up with the truck carrying its charging unit. Hey, wouldn't you think that these so-called experts, and they had a truck, that they would be able to have batteries that they could slide in and out of the bed zone? I mean, look, I'm not an engineer, but I know you can't pull over and... You can't pull over and charge your batteries for 2.5 hours in a race. No, just you can't. That's why you got to have batteries that slide in and out of the back of the truck, you dumb shits. Anyway, not only that, but there were other mechanical difficulties with the truck. Okay. So, you know, they had a big ride getting in to get ready for the race, and evidently they just didn't do enough testing, because if they'd have tested this thing out, they'd have known that they had to have replaceable batteries. I mean, look, if NASCAR can run in and change two batteries in a NASCAR car, in like 60 seconds, which is a lifetime for a NASCAR pit stop, right? Let alone 2.5 hours. Yeah, it's the idiocracy that gets me. I mean, hasn't anybody decided to build a car with a replaceable battery, if they're going to make it a really big battery, or a truck, for race purposes or something like that? I don't know if it would be practical, but hell, practical and what's real, you know, who knows anymore. Elon Musk said last week, he says, man, this is everything. The Neuralink and everything, man. We'll have Jurassic Park with telepathic monkeys. That's right. Elon Musk will be able to downgrade from Indian programmers to monkey programmers once he gets his Neuralink and is able to train a monkey brain to jump through the hoops and loops and to program. That's right. I mean, even Joe Biden has got coal miners agreeing to become coders. I got a code mining daughter. All she wants to do is play with Bitcoin. Yeah, the code miner's daughter. That's the next one, right? The hell with the coal miner's daughter. And it's the code miner's daughter. That's what's next. Yeah. And Elon Musk wants a high-speed Neuralink, you know? Hell yeah. Meanwhile, a high-speed rail group is taking is being taken to court as the Federal Railroad Administration's approval of the Texas Central Railroad's proposal for a high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas, as landowners, an interest group, and six other Texas counties are suing to stop the project. Yeah, I guess they just didn't get enough money. Sounds like politicians. Remember Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Hill police officer that died? And it was said again and again on social media, he was beat to death. Yeah, he was beat to death with a fire extinguisher. That's right. I mean, I'm telling you, it is just a crazy stuff, right? Well, it's true. Wasn't true. CNN, ABC, CBS, all those fake news channels, they proclaimed to be true. But of course, none of it was true. Brian Sicknick died of a double stroke. Had nothing to do with bear spray. Had nothing to do with beating the head, because he was never beat in the head. And CNN, ABC, CBS, and the rest of them, I'm waiting for their retraction. I'm not going to hold my breath because I probably turned blue and die. But here, listen to this crap.
We'll fight it.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
We'll fight it.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
Bullshit. They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
Bullshit.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
Bullshit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what's worse? The people within the Capitol Police, the, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the chain of command in that hierarchy there, you know, they knew it. But they allowed and they let the lies perpetrate, the lies stir the masses of asses. You know, the Democrats. What are Democrats? I'm sorry. But it's clear as a donkey's ass what a Democrat is. I'm pretty sure that's, includes Democrat Party, right? Yeah. Meanwhile, Joe Bribum and his administration are, how should we say it, ladies and gentlemen? How should we say it? Joe Bribum's administration said, we can't use the word illegal alien. He did say there was a crisis on the border. Yeah, imagine that. Joe Bribum, his second fraudulency of the United States of America. Yeah. Idiocracy, to say the least. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, says the Joe Biden doesn't speak for the White House when he calls the immigration problems at the border a crisis. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. The White House press secretary has said that the words of the President of the United States of America do not represent the White House. I mean, I know we were in bizarro land. I know it was stupid on stupid, but I didn't know, you know, it had gone, you know, so far out the window that even the White House is passively admitting that Joe Biden isn't an acting president. Or I should say he's an acting president. Yeah, he's acting as if he's president. You know, Kamala Harris is just, you know, one of those, those politically expedient prostitutes of the kind. And as long as she gets her paycheck, gets her dues, and looks good and can bank off of it, she's down for almost anything. You can ask Willie Brown how far the Vice President Kamala Harris went down. I mean, I'm pretty sure she went all the way down to her knees and got pearl necklaces in return. Oh, gosh. God forbid. United Airlines loses $1.3 billion as business travel remains weak. I wonder, without the government welfare, how much money they would have really lost. And who in their right mind flies empty airplanes around the world? I mean, who in their right mind? No business in my idea would run something that is effectively... where's my other news? Where's my other news story? Yeah, I hadn't thought I had another news story here about airplanes. Oh, yep. Here it is. United Air, right? United Airlines bets on 3 summer European spots open to Americans. That's right. The carrier said Monday it would begin flights in July from Newark, New Jersey. Well, I could, you know, everybody I know wants in Newark wants to leave. I would imagine that would be pretty common, you know. So everybody's flying out of New Jersey as fast as they can to Croatia, yeah, and then Washington to Athens and Chicago to Reykjavik. Oh, isn't that special? So Greece, Croatia, and Iceland. They're going to be operating 3 times a week. Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, hell, man. I mean, you know, meanwhile, their country's citizens are locked down, I believe, and they can't go anywhere. But Americans can come in and do whatever they want as long as they say they got the vaccine. You get your DNA gene or therapy. You can have it. I don't want it. Former Vice President Walter Mondale dies at the age of 93. Of course, Walter Mondale ran for president with Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate against the first rapist, William Jefferson Clinton. It was a sad state of affairs, in all honesty. It's crazy, crazy stuff, isn't it? I always remember Geraldine Ferraro. She's running for president. And her son's on house arrest or lockdown in his home, for cocaine. I'm sure he was having it delivered. Now Mondale served as Minnesota's senator 64 to 76 and served as President Clinton's ambassador to Japan. I guess that was the payoff. God bless you, Walter. I hope you ask for forgiveness for all of the pedophile friends that you had and you knew of, but you never spoke of. Yeah, Planned Parenthood has now how should we say it, kicked out Margaret Sanger. That's right. Planned Parenthood has aborted Margaret Sanger because of her ties to white supremacy. Pro-lifers call it a fake reckoning. Yeah, there's no doubt that, you know, abortion and eugenics run hand in hand. And some of this, whether people want to believe it or not, is about exterminating poor people's babies. Remember, sometimes a baby can change an entire person's, well, it does, it changes an entire person's life. But how should we say it? It's no reason, your mistakes are no reason to continue to make other mistakes, I guess. And I don't believe in abortion. I think it's horrible. You know, we have enough birth control available for anybody, anytime, anywhere. And, you know, once you get out a couple weeks, you know, once you have a beating heart, you know, that baby shouldn't be done. Sanger spoke to the women's auxiliary of the KKK at a rally in New Jersey to generate support for birth control and endorsed the Supreme Court's 1927 decision, Buck versus Bell, which allowed states to sterilize people they deemed unfit without their consent and sometimes without their knowledge. These are some of the same practices. Oh, these are Democrat practices. I'm sorry. Excuse me, you know, people with disabilities, Black, Latinos, Asian Americans, Indigenous peoples, these were the ones that were targeted. We know the horrid history of this stuff. And here Democrats, you know, are essentially trying to, well, bring it back again. There was a photograph I shared on Facebook of a man with a sign that said, you know, no mask, no service. You know, next was no vaccine, no job. And then after you got through that, you know, you had to realize, you know, at the bottom of the barrel was no microchip, no rights. These are some of the things that we're seeing today. We're seeing that if people don't submit to 24/7 tracking, that their civil liberties essentially get suspended. And in Michigan, Hitler Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, dictator, believes that she can, how should we say it? Believes that she can mandate anything she wants. I mean, these petty tyrants, and that's what they're acting as. Petty tyrants believing that they can do whatever they want. Like some third world dickhead. It didn't work for them, and it doesn't work for me. Donald Trump wants you to boycott Coca-Cola, but his properties are still serving it. That is probably because of a contractual agreement that runs over a length of time. So I would suspect that that is part of the problem with Trump not being able to just cut Coca-Cola out of the system, just as New York City quietly backed down from canceling all its contract with Trump's properties and businesses in New York. It's because they realized that they were just a bunch of discriminatory Democrat redneck slavers. And they were acting as, you know, as if they had reverted back to 1860. And this is what we see in Michigan, in California, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, Washington, D.C. We see a new slavery coming in. It really is a lost world. The Buffalo Bills, they have bills. They're getting shafted. That's right. The Buffalo Bills have to sue their insurance company, which allowed up to $90 million in property damage. Its carrier, American Guarantee and Liberty Insurance Company, denied its claim for COVID-19-related revenue losses. In other words, another insurance company is bilking on something they sold to a business as, well, you do this and we'll protect you. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will oppose legislative proposals to add new medical and sports restrictions on transgender youth in Louisiana, calling the measures unnecessary and discriminatory. Lawmakers have introduced a bill to ban transgender girls from competing on girls' sports teams in schools and restrict transgender youth access to medication and other health care used in transitioning to match their gender identity. Buying gender dysphoria does not cure gender dysphoria. We'll be right back.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at
freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, it's 2 for Tuesday. Tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., the Trump Assassination Files. A deep dive into the political assassination of President Trump. It was a concerted effort by departments of government, political parties, foreign governments, spies, and just dirty rascals that interfered with the elections in 2016 and 2020. We know who they are. However, because they are important to the powers that should not be, they will not be prosecuted. Hunter Bribum, Joe Bribum, will not be held accountable for their pay-to-play bribery operations in Ukraine or China. Crooked Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the missing billions of government aid that went to Haiti, into the Clinton circle, and then, well, disappeared into a black hole of oblivion. Uranium One, the Malheur Refuge standoff, all tied together, but nobody wants to admit that. The standoff with the Bundy ranchers, all about a set off for an industrial project. Yeah. The sad political truth. This world that we're living in. It's a lie. We don't know the truth for the most part, because it has been kept from us by the gatekeepers, by the mainstream media. That would, how should we say it? That would tell you a lie. That comfortable lie. Instead of the uncomfortable truth. That's the world that we're living in. That's what our state of being has become. Many people flying blindly into the night, just listening to the media, as if it's words coming down from God, carried by Moses. It really is pathetic. Please help your friends and neighbors awaken from this dystopian nightmare. Direct them to Revolution Radio. Send them over. I had to get me a drink. I still got to clear my throat. Hold on. Yeah, hopefully that's better. Man, I'm telling you, it's a crazy, crazy thing. So tell your friends to come over to Revolution Radio. and listen and think consciously and remember you're having subconscious, how should we say it, brainwashing happening to you every day you listen to the media, the mainstream repetitive media. It's not a mistake that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and all of these other online affiliates and cable channels. It's not an accident that their scripts run word for word the same in many cases. And often the only difference between the different news that's on ABC, NBC, or CBS in particular, they're the same news stories, the same packages, the 26 or I should say the 18 minutes of news that you actually get in that half an hour of a nightly news broadcast from the mainstream networks. So you're talking about 5 or 6 3-minute segments, maybe if you're lucky. 5 out of the 6 will generally be, well, the same from network to network. It will be the same story. It will be the same slant. It will be the same idea that is planted in your head. And I believe that everybody should look at this and then they should realize that it's not an accident. It's not a happenstance of the news, because we know there's plenty of news out here from all different varieties, all different angles. But you would see the mainstream media news essentially be all on the same page, reading from the same script, and showing the same pictures in the background. It's strange, but it's universally true across all of the liberal media. If you look at liberal newspapers and you look at the anti-Trump propaganda, anti-Republican propaganda, the pro-socialist and environmentalist Biden groupies stuff, right? It's dystopian. It's as if it's a third world country with the media essentially, you know, manufacturing the consent, you know, for the, you know, the program that the government and the powers that should not be, as I call them, the deep state, the globalists, that are pushing the world and everybody into a one world order step by step. Oh God, the environment and trade. Remember the European Socialist Union. Remember that union was brought about by trade agreements. Okay? The European Union Socialist Union model is the model for the New World Order, using trade agreements, using the World Trade Organization and all those agreements, and to ensnare countries into the New World Order and then build from there. Build cooperative agreements. Because the economies are so stripped and so running on empty, as they've been for years, but they had no way to blame it on somebody else without it all falling back on them. So COVID was blamed for it. But we all know that COVID was, Wow, what's strange. What happened? What just happened at 9:10 a.m. 4:20? Are they ringing bells around the world, or did somebody's airplane crash, or something happens? Something weird happened. I'm not sure. a quarter of the UK population. This is weird. 25% of the population wants to work at home from ever. I don't want to go back to the office. Why do I have to get dressed up, man? My suits have been hanging in the closet for a year, and now you want me to get dressed up and come in and look like a gook, a geek, and somebody I was. I'm not. Oh, yeah. According to the new Deloitte survey, 7.5 million employees would be happy to never see the office again. Now, remember, you know, we have had major advances in communications technologies and the methods of what we're doing stuff, and a lot of that has become more and more acceptable. Remember, another opinion poll by YouGov found that half of Brits said they would miss many or some aspects of the lockdown. That's crazy, but yeah, people will miss having the government structure their life for them. It's a sad, sad truth of what we're looking at. Meanwhile, the United States, if you remember, was said it's going to send some warships into the Black Sea and up into the Sea Azov and the blah, blah, blah. And you know, Biden told Putin told Biden that's not a good idea. We'll sink them. We don't care. Don't do it. So what happened? Boris Johnson, since he has the biggest Johnson of all, has reported that the UK is ready to deploy two warships to the Black Sea as solidarity with Ukraine. Wow. Hey, this is weird, man. This is reminiscent of a video. There's World War III kind of videos of how World War III might start. And some of these things kick off with a conflict in, well, the Black Sea off of Ukraine. Anyway, so they're putting the ships off the coast of Ukraine, intended to show solidarity with Kiev and NATO allies in the region, after Biden decided to cancel the deployment of two American warships to the Black Sea last week for fear of escalating the crisis. So the UK says, oh, well, hell, we'll just, you know, we'll do it. This is another reason why the US should have gotten out of NATO. I mean, this is bullshit. Period. End of story. Okay. Let's see. One's a Type 23 frigate, and another is a Type 45 destroyer with anti-aircraft missiles and anti-submarine. The Type 23 frigate will peel off from the Royal Navy's task force in the Mediterranean, head through the Bosphorus into the Black Sea. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, please send us two targets, two sacrificial lambs that will be blown out of the water. Yeah, that's the crazy stuff of it, isn't it? It really is. Anyway, the United States overthrew the government of Ukraine in a coup. I mean, I don't know what the hell the problem is that people are having or not having about that. I mean, really, it's pretty damn sad. Yesterday afternoon in Minneapolis, there was a second alarm church fire, burnt to the ground, it looks like. It was arson. That's right. So, of course, you know, now it's a Christian church burned. Christian churches have been burning in Europe at an astounding rate the last few years, and nobody wants to say why. Yeah, Anyway, it's sheer crazy, this stupid world that we're living in. It's idiocracy. There was a picture of some woman, some liberal posted a, oh my God, some liberal posted a, one of those, I'm telling you, conservative, blah, 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 right? And it was one of those gag videos. Yeah, it made you gag if you watched it. I watched, well, luckily she didn't, you know, she didn't go through with her promise, right? Yeah, where she, oh my God, I'm not sure if there was any. So this, it, because she's not a female, it's an it, has a dog collar around their neck. Yes, a pink dog collar, just like you'd put on your dog, with a little heart tag. They're wearing a black dress with big white polka dots. Evidently, it looks like they have their hair cut short, cropped, real tight, kind of short. And she's got a tattoo across her forehead. I'm not sure what that says. And she's got this... snot catcher on her, in her nose, and a little piercing on her lip, and these big glasses that, you know, goofy looking glasses. I mean, that's just like, wow. I just thought she was on her way to clown school, but you know, some people think she dresses like that all the time. I'm like, oh God, help us all. But yeah, if you wanted to see what I was talking about, if you want a good laugh and you have a strong gag factor, here, try this one. Try that one, Navy. Afghanistan withdrawal, concerns about over an abducted American. Now, remember, Trump said he would withdraw by May. And the Taliban said, okay, that's a deal. We're going to do that. And then Biden said, oh, well, September 11th, you know, knowing that after May, the end of May, that U.S. troops will be attacked by the Taliban. Okay, that's just straight. That's just the honest truth. Anyway, Mark Furches, F-R-E, Free Riches, I guess, Free Riches, a contractor from Lombard, Illinois, is believed to be held for more than a year by the Taliban-affiliated Hakuini Network. He was not mentioned in Biden's address on Afghanistan last week, nor was the troop withdrawal scheduled to be completed by September 11th, conditioned on his release from custody, fueling concerns the U.S. could lose bargaining power to get this guy home. You know, that sucks. But you went to Afghanistan to do contractor work? Boy, you know, that's like going into a war zone. There's inherent risks with that, okay? It's disheartening and disgusting. And, you know, we, it shows how little we can really do. How little we can really do in Afghanistan. I just wanted to put it like that because it certainly is, well, crazy. Yeah, meanwhile, the one American news producer who confessed staffers didn't believe election lies in an article to the New York Times has been fired. Well, that's not surprising, right? Marty Gulligan, a producer of OAN since 2016, confirmed that he had been fired on Monday. He told us staffers don't think many of OAN's stories are true. Yeah, this was according to a New York Times story. And that, you know, I've given up my journalistic integrity already and ready to be fired. That's what would make me feel good. He had told me. You never notice that nobody at CNN says this. You know, everybody's happy to lie through their teeth at CNN. Anyway, the Times story interviewed 18 current or former employees of OAN that condemned the network's dedication to misinformation. Now, that to me, that's not true either, because you can say the same thing about CNN, ABC, CBS, fake Fox News. Everybody's running a slant. I'm sure they would say that about me. I've heard libertarians have said that they don't like me. Yeah, Mr. Independent here, because, you know, because I defend Trump. Yeah, I mean, look, if they can do what they did to Trump and get away with it and continue to get away with it, and then down the road they say, oh, yeah, we did that. And then everybody says, oh, okay. We know we just did, you know, everybody walks around with their head back up their ass, letting them do the same shit year after year. I mean, really, it's pathetic horse shit. Really, it really is. NASA's Mars helicopter took flight, the first on another planet. That's right, Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's experimental helicopter Ingenuity rose into the thin air above the dusty red surface of Mars on Monday, achieving the first powered flight by an aircraft on another planet. The triumph was hailed as the Wright brothers' moment. The mini 4-pound, 1.8 kilogram copter carried a bit of wing fabric from the Wright flyer that made a historically similar jump on Kitty Hawk in 1903. It was a brief hop, 39 seconds, and just 10 feet, 3 meters, just to do it a test drive, I guess. The copter costs $85 million and was considered to be high risk, yet high reward if it would work, if it would fly in the thin atmosphere of Mars, and they could take actual, they could fly from one place to another and take more pictures, and if this thing would be, you know, have a, I guess, a robust battery system. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's hear it. What else we got going on here? Bitcoin. Is it systemically important? I mean, is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies a systemically important part of our system now? I would say yes, mostly because of the market cap and the fact that you can't control them. And the only way to control a cryptocurrency is to shut down the internet. And I really don't think that they have the capacity to shut down the internet. Even if they thought they could, they couldn't. Because people would communicate in other ways and set up new networks and then bring those networks together and then have another intranet. That's right. Meanwhile, renewables energies may dominate the headlines, but oil and gas remain king. The Biden stimulus infrastructure bill will have $16 billion, that's right, $16 billion to to help cap and maintenance orphan wells, which are gas and oil wells, which people have, well, abandoned, companies, individuals, and others. you know, in the oil business, when, you know, they can walk away from something and get away with it, they do. However, if the price of gas and oil go back up, the first thing that will happen, well, these things will become, well, black gold mines again. Yeah, expect that to happen. You know, someday when this, how should we say it? When the world is in desperate need of energy. Pakistan Parliament. Yes, that's right. The Pakistani Parliament is considering the expulsion of their French envoy, of the French envoy in Pakistan. Pakistan's parliament is to consider a resolution about whether a French envoy should be expelled over the publication of the controversial cartoons depicting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Testing on whether the government gives in to threats from radical Islamists. Listen, 80% believe in killing somebody if they insult Allah. Yeah, it'll pass. We'll be.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the last segment of the Revolution in the Morning show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. Thanks for tuning in. Let's see. Let's get over to that website. We'll check that one out, too, while we're at it. Hey, did you hear? Let's see. We talked about the Pakistani envoy, didn't we? Well, the winners and losers of the Super European Football League. That's soccer for the rest of the world. or I should say for the Americans. The rest of the world calls it football. I don't know why. It's just a round ball. It doesn't look like a foot. Anyway, the plans for a super league is polarizing European soccer like it never has before. The project announced early Monday by 12 breakaway clubs would make winners and losers worldwide if it becomes widespread, if it becomes reality. Widespread resistance is starting to happen, and kickoffs as soon as August are when the league wants to start taking people. Yeah, the club owners benefit from the from this, so you know. The fans outside Europe, the top players and their salaries will probably zoom through the roof. There will be different new broadcasters. Well, who loses when the Super League starts? The UEFA, the Champions League organizer, would lose status. And most of the clubs with the widest worldwide appeal to fans, broadcasters and sponsors. In other words, they're just, you know, they're trying to consolidate the power. Yeah. They really are. Anyway, so there's going to be unpredictable legal battles, I'm sure. And they're weighing whether to kick out the five super clubs from the Championship League and the Europa League semifinals that open next week. Other leagues and teams and players, you know, the Super League damages the ambitions of the field and financial prospects of thousands of players, hundreds of clubs, and dozens of leagues across Europe. Yeah. The fans in Europe are going to lose basically their hometown teams. Of course, remember, everything is going on a worldwide scale. They're calling it the Champions League, but it really is the World Soccer League. Why don't we call it what it is? It's the New World Order Soccer League. How do you get people thinking about the world working and being in one unison, in one league? That's right. You get their trade agreements. You get their climate change agreement. You get a sports agreement, basically, for worldwide athletic organizations. And it's just the evolution of the power that these people think they have over everybody and everything. Yeah. An update on that Tesla that was crashed down in Texas when nobody was at the wheel. Remember that? Took 32,000 gallons, sparked a fire that lasted hours. The 2019 Model S, traveling at high speed, went around a curve. Yeah. Preliminary investigation said nobody was behind the seat. Well, there's some more important things going on here. You know, no sooner than I talked about that story yesterday, Elon Musk has gone on insisting that the Tesla involved in a fatal Houston wreck didn't have autopilot turned on, that Texas regulators have called to the shutdown. Texas police are serving search warrants on Tesla to get the data involved in the fatal crash, Reuters reported late Monday. To matters even more interesting, get this. Mark Herman, Harris County Constable Precinct 4, said he already had obtained witness statements indicating that there was no one in the driver's seat prior to the wreck. We have witness statements from people who said they left to test drive the vehicle without a driver to show the friend how it can drive itself. He also said that he had not seen the data and that Musk claimed Tesla had sifted through it. If he's tweeting that out, if he has already pulled the data, he hasn't told us that. We eagerly await the data, the sheriff said. Constable sheriff, pretty much same thing, right? Anyway, so they went on a test drive. Data logs recovered so far show autopilot was not enabled, and this car did not purchase FSD. Moreover, standard autopilot would require lane lines to turn on, which the street did not have. This is their words from Elon Musk. I don't know. One person wants to know why couldn't people get out of the car before it, you know, burnt to the ground. And I mean, the only things that's left is some pieces of the melted chassis. Anyway, of course, auto drive cars. Sure. Auto drive drunk cars. Yeah, just put alcohol in the tank. What's up next? WeWork. That's right. The office giant that, you know, provides temporary offices and small business offices and stuff, you know, will accept payment in Bitcoin as Venmo service starts allowing customers to trade crypto. So everything is going digital. Crypto is moving more and more assets into the digital world. I do have a question, though. if there is a nuclear war, I'm going to ask Mr. Rowe this sometime this week, I guess. If there is a nuclear war and, you know, or there is an electromagnetic pulse, do you lose your complete wallet, all your digital wallet, all your digital money? Does it evaporate if the cities that the servers are located in get, well, let's just say they become hotter than the, or as hot as the sun in less than 10 nanoseconds? I don't know. I mean, it would seem crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, it wouldn't seem so somehow. Here's one for you. A protester at the Shanghai Auto Show climbed up on top of Tesla and screamed, "Brake failure, brake failure." Yeah, all right. Tesla Model 3 sedan screaming while wearing a t-shirt that said, "The brakes don't work" and "Invisible killer." I guess talking about Elon Musk's cars again. The video of the incident that caught fire on China hit a nerve in China, sending complaints about the company ricocheting across the Chinese internet. Remember, the only complaints allowed on the Chinese internet are complaints that are allowed by the government. And if you make those complaints about the government, guess what? You won't be making complaints anymore, more than likely. So, yeah. Yeah, that's not too smart. Two women left a 4-year-old boy unattended in a car while they shopped one Saturday evening in an adult novelty store. A state trooper was dispatched around 8 p.m. to the Amazing Intimate Essentials Adult Store in North Stonington. Yeah, I wonder if they were stoning. Oh, my God. The trooper subsequently located the boy in the auto and determined that the mother's child and her partner had been inside the store for 15 minutes purchasing items while the child was left unsupervised in the vehicle. No word if the motor was running or not. Anyway, Connecticut's Child Welfare Agency was notified of the duo's arrest. Uh-oh. Sounds like the price of lumber hasn't gone down since May 26. Oh, wow, a whole month. And its prices are going even higher, sending home prices and new building costs up through the roof. Yes, if you haven't been watching in the last year, it's as if there's been a massive hurricane that has hit the lumber and home furnishings market in a sense, where reduction of inventory has led to an escalation of prices. Also, don't forget, because of the large amount of money stuffed into the system by the governments around the world, not just the United States government, but almost every government has been doling money out and, you know, turning on, they've gone from making helicopter drops to having entire tornadoes and hurricanes of money drops that have gone around the country and around the world. Canadian National Railway has sparked a bidding war for Kansas City Southern, worries about the fragile global supply chains, fears stokes and rising pressures and inflationary pressure prices. Yeah. Canadian National Railway is planning to make a $30 billion bid for Kansas City Southern, which has already agreed to sell itself to Canadian Pacific. The bid will likely kick off a bidding war. And, you know, are these private Canadian companies? Because, you know, remember, Canada is turning into, you know, Cuba to the north. I mean, really? They even got David Freight is probably, you know, he won't flee his country. He will run for political office before that. And, you know, that's how we should be. We have to do something to get the professional crooks out of our political offices. The Chauvin judge blasted Maxine Waters, saying that her words and what she did may result in the whole trial being overturned. Well, actually, no. The judge and all his missteps all through this thing are the ones, is the one that's going to, how should we say it, cause this trial to be overturned. yeah. So the judge didn't sequester the jury during the trial. He has during their negotiations, of course. But the question is, you know, will their hotel be besieged upon by rioters? And if it is, will that be the mistrial that will, you know, maybe that would be the best thing right now. That way, you know, the judge could blame it all, and the prosecutor and Chauvin and them could blame it all on the rioters. On the insurrectionists that were, you know, anyway, so Maxine Waters and her demand that Chauvin be, you know, convicted of the highest charge, that anything less isn't real. And you have the Minneapolis mayor essentially, you know, saying the same thing. This is the problem with our political class today. Doesn't anybody take responsibility? You know, what about George Floyd and, you know, passing the $20 bills and doing the drugs and overdosing on drugs and dying in the hands of police custody? You know, remember, you have an MMA fighter that testified in trial that said he saw a blood chokehold, which by every photo, every angle, couldn't happen. The EMT medical person said, oh my God, he's in some kind of other chokehold. No, he wasn't. And also there was another person that said they saw something else. And clearly the video evidence said that wasn't true. So the Chauvin conviction, if it should happen, will probably be overturned, as Alan Dershowitz made that prediction, and I believe he's probably close to that that being correct and appropriate. Yeah. The let me find this thing here. Sometimes that you have to take a second and help people who need some help. And I'll just send this short message here real quick while I'm doing my show. Anyway, so yeah, it's I hope you're having a great day. We got about 7 minutes left in the show. You ever notice, you know, George Orwell, if you ever read George Orwell, Oceania, Eurasia, East Asia, you know, it's crazy. And, you know, NATO and, you know, the Fabian socialists, it's crazy, crazy stuff. It really is. My God. Let's see. What do we got here? The future slid for a second day amid renewed virus worries. God, everybody knows that all the markets are pumped by the news and information, not by reality on the ground. Everybody knows that the markets are driven by propaganda. truth nobody wants to know. Clashes in Mexico have sparked political assassinations, forced the displacement of hundreds, displacement of thousands ahead of the crunch of the June 6th polls. The violent clashes between rival criminal gangs and their alleged allies in the security forces are escalating ahead of the midterm elections in June, triggering a string of political assassinations. Remember, a few years ago, more than 400 people were murdered. Another 300-400 were forced and got out of politics because of, well, threats. Mexico is an unstable shithole run by warlords and gangs. It's really not a whole lot different than Afghanistan. I mean, nobody wants to say it. The lawlessness in Mexico is filtering into the United States. And because liberals don't want to send criminals to prison when they do bad shit, you have rising crime rates across the United States of America, particularly in the big cities, when people can come in and steal $600 or $800 worth of stuff, and they just, you know, oh, you got a civil suit against them if you can catch them. Walgreens has shut down, what, 5 or 6 or 7 stores in San Fran feces, you know, I mean, where people die overdose at twice the rate of COVID death, but the retards are still locked down. I mean, I'm sorry, you've got to be an effing idiot to believe a lot of the shite we see on ABC, NBC, CBS. You have to be comfortable with the lies and uncomfortable with the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. And see, this is the problem with our media today. The media's truth is conditional. It's conditional on who the reporter likes, who they dislike. It's conditional on their objectivity, run by their liberal bosses, who would, well, reformat and edit any story that they get at will. Really, crazy stuff. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine. They're talking about in Ukraine as the people on the rebels on the other side of the line are digging trenches so they won't be shot at by snipers. Yeah. They say they're looking westward. The truth is, Ukraine is planning an invasion of eastern Ukraine, where the rebel areas said, no, we don't want to be part of the U.S.-led overthrow of Ukraine. And the Nazis, the real Nazi lovers in northeastern and eastern, or western Ukraine, I should say, are, how should we say, they still celebrate Hitler. These are our allies in Ukraine. They still support Hitler. When are y'all going to wake the F up and understand who we are allied with in Ukraine? After all, the United States overthrew the government of Ukraine. It only costs $5 billion. We've had to replace the government twice now. And Joe Bribum is in the midst of having to have it crushed, wanting to make sure that Ukraine is smashed to the ground and crushed, because Ukraine cannot be Iran, another one that got away. The sad political truth of the political hell and the world that we're living in. Thanks, everybody in the chat room. Navy, Captain Fred, Conk Girl 55, there's a Lolly. Dun-Dun's in there. Well, let me just go up here to the visitors list since we got a few seconds left. Monster 383 and Lone Gunman and Cat Dog Girl and Saul Rosenberg. There's Navy and Lady Horse and Boy Solomon. PSF Vet 777, Popsicle Toes, Choppy Water, Mr. Rogue, Comet Stardust Man, May Street 139, Wally, Sassy Ass, Surrey Sunflower, Jer Bear, Mitzi Lou, Batsman, Pat Rabbit, and Nesomania. Not much to it in Hammerhead. Dirt Engineer just left, along with Dune and Health, a little bit Heath a few minutes ago. Hey, God bless you guys. See you tonight. Time for another show. Okay.
Listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me